Grace be unto you, and mercy and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening is recorded in the Gospel of John, the 18th chapter, at verse 37. "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You're right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. So far the text. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are the truth. Sanctify us through your truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, I remember walking into Glenbart East High School the first time. It was huge. I remember that. And Katie was, had come from a class of five, and I think there were slightly over 700 in her freshman class. And so we were just kind of soaking everything in, and we came to the big coat of arms for Glenbart East High School, and there prominently displayed where it had been built in the floor was the word Veritas. And of course, a lot of you know a little bit of Latin, enough to know that means truth. Couple of different holdovers there from a previous age. Number one, written in Latin, as though people would know Latin. I'm sure they probably taught it there. And the other thing is what it meant. Truth. Back in the day, and some of you probably remember, learning formal logic, rules of evidence, logical fallacies. You were taught to discern the difference between what is true and what is false, what is true and what just appears to be true. And of course, we talked about trivial truths and important truths. And important truths were things that we took great pains to pass on to the next generation. Well, now it's considered rude in the extreme to say that one possesses truth. Oh, except for some truths, like the truth that there is no truth. We have to hang on to that. And then there are the politically correct truths. Careers and even lives are ruined if some people are not sufficiently enthusiastic in their affirmation of certain truths. For example, the supposed truth of evolution, or the supposed truth of the benefit of abortion, or the benefit of harvesting the embryos of children for their stem cells. And it's true in all sorts of moral issues. The condemnation of intolerance is an article of faith. How dare you be intolerant of fill in the blank? Except, of course, the intolerance for biblical morality. That intolerance is somehow a virtue. What a topsy-turvy world. What a world in which the truth is blurred. What a world in which the truth is rendered meaningless, obscured by the importance of opinions or feelings. Whole categories of truth are disposed of as though they are unknowable. Well, I think at the top of the list is the truth that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Now, it just happens to be one of the best attested events of antiquity, but it's rejected out of hand by self-appointed intelligentsia. And all of this suits the devil, the father of lies, very well. Because after all, is there any statement in the world so important as the truth that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead? That he was delivered into death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification? Is there any truth more important? I don't think so. I mean, any of you planning on living forever like this? Or will you, in fact, one day have to face the great question of whether or not there is life after death? Is it true, as some say, that our last breath is the end of everything, so far as we're concerned? Or is the nearly universal testimony of mankind true, that we possess an immortal soul? About all of these issues, for sure, we need an answer to the question, what is truth? Now, some say that there's no answer. That used to be the big deal when I was in high school. I had a lot of teachers who said that over the years. They categorically rejected any truth based on revelation that wasn't consistent with their own experience. You know how it goes. I've never seen anybody rise from the dead. I don't know anybody that's risen from the dead. Therefore, it never could have happened. And if anybody else says they saw what I never saw, then they must really be wrong. And Pilate was one of those to deny that truth could be known. You know, that's implicit in his words. What is truth? That wasn't a question that he expected Jesus to answer, by the way. What is truth? That was a way to dismiss truth. Like many of his day, he was a practical pagan skeptic. If he was a powerful Roman governor and didn't know what truth is, why should he listen to Jesus? Why should he listen to Jesus say that he knew the truth? Pilate seemed to echo the words of Pliny the Elder, the Roman philosopher, who said there's only one thing certain, and that is that there's nothing certain. And that, of course, is echoed in our own day as well. Someday, if you get a chance to read one of the Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis, The Silver Chair is the title of it, you reach a point where there's an evil queen, and she nearly convinces her victims that there is no such thing as the sun. And as you're reading this, you're thinking, don't listen to her. Don't listen to her. Come on, you dummies, don't listen to her. And then as you read along, you begin to realize that what C.S. Lewis is doing is he's, in a way, reconstructing so many of the arguments against the reality of God and his word and the salvation that we have in Christ. That he's running a parallel, if you will, with those who listen to the lies and deceit in our own day. In our own day, I've actually said to people, why do you listen to them? Why do you listen to them at all? Jesus made an incredible claim, so far as a guy like Pilate was concerned, that those who are on the side of truth listen to him. Now think about what he's saying there. Are you on the side of truth? How much do you listen to a pack of lies? How much are you attracted by things that we should know are deceitful? How much do we listen to him? You are a king then, said Pilate. And Jesus answered, you're right in saying I'm a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. Listen to him? Can't you just hear the cynicism in Pilate's response? What is truth? But think about what Jesus said. Don't let it just pour over you. Everyone on the side of truth listens to him. Now the devil, on the other hand, lied. And he murdered humankind with his lie. The reason my hairs are white and I am getting older and will one day lay my head down for my last time is because of that lie. We suffer death because Adam and Eve believed a lie. The lie of the devil, that they could somehow be like gods if they would simply disobey him and take hold of what seemed to look good, according to the lie, good to eat and giving wisdom so that we could be like gods, knowing good and evil. And they died spiritually as a result. And being dead spiritually, they had no spiritual life to pass on to their offspring. And their offspring, right down to include you and me, we were born spiritually dead, blind, enemies of God, not even knowing the creator of the universe. The murderer murdered with a lie. And by contrast, we are saved by what? The truth. The word of God, the gospel, that announces, that offers, and that gives the full and free forgiveness of all of our sins through faith in Christ Jesus. And what is that faith? Well, faith is confidence. Confidence in what? The truth that Jesus is the king who he says he is. The king of peace. The king who would ascend the throne of David. The king who would sit at the right hand of God the Father and would rule and govern all things for the good of his church. The king who had set aside his crown to take our place under the law, to take our place under the cross, to take our place under death. The truth that this is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Those on the side of the lies listen to the lies of unbelief. Those on the side of truth listen to Jesus, and above all, to his words of forgiveness. And you see where this is going? When we think of defending the faith and of sticking to the truth, how often do we think in terms of upholding the commandments? Now, I'm nothing wrong with that. We need to uphold what's right and true. But the real target of the devil isn't the commandments. Every pagan religion keeps some vestiges of the commandments. No, the real target of the devil is the gospel. And that gospel is the greatest truth of all. For it's the declaration of forgiveness by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Those on the side of truth, listen to that gospel. And they don't listen because, well, they're truth seekers. Oh, I wish we were. It isn't that we seek the truth, but the truth seeks us. And the one who is the way, the truth, and the life captures us through the truth. Faith comes, confidence in that truth comes from hearing the message, and the message of the gospel is heard through the word of Christ. We who are on the side of truth listen to Jesus because he found us with his truth. The truth lays bare our sins, shows us that they are our own. No fair blaming anybody else. What a waste of time. His truth slays us, kills us, by showing us what we are and what we deserve apart from Christ, namely death. But his truth makes us alive again. Your sins are forgiven. You are heirs of eternal life. No one can pluck you out of his hand. What's truth? Pilate said. The truth of what God was doing to save mankind from their sins was happening right in front of him. The King of the universe had humbled himself to take upon himself the sins of the world. Where could Pilate, if he'd wanted to, where could Pilate have found the truth? How can people who say they're interested in the truth find the truth today? We're studying the searching questions of the Passion. This has to be one of the most searching of all. Whether he meant it that way or not, what is truth? Where can it be found? Well, the truth can be found where God speaks the truth. That is, where his word and sacrament are found. It's as simple as that. Where his word is proclaimed in its truth and purity, where we hear that there is forgiveness for sins, where it's proclaimed that Jesus entered into death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification, where it's proclaimed that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. God grant that his means of grace have free course in this world. For there is truth. Amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.